Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
An ambassador for the Dogs and broadcasting live from Truist Park every day.
All day, every day.
It's time for Bucks Beat with Buck Ballou.
Welcome back to Bucks Beat. This week we focus on one of my all-time favorite sports topics, the Georgia Bulldogs quarterback. And this year the man is JT Daniels. Eric Zeier joins the conversation in a few minutes, but first, allow me to dive in. What JT Daniels did last season I thought was pretty amazing. He showed tremendous perseverance, overcoming the knee injury, a transfer from the West Coast to the East Coast, and then a prolonged quarterback competition that couldn't have been easy. And how about the confidence level? JT came across the country when the Bulldogs already had Jamie Newman on campus. After studying Daniels' freshman season at SC, playing with the Trojans, I knew he was the right guy at Georgia. And I told the Atlanta radio market exactly that. When everyone was talking about Newman, Mathis, and Bennett, I told them, no, Daniels was the best quarterback. I was impressed with his skill set as I watched him play for the Trojans. Accurate, short to intermediate. Good touch on the deep ball, which is important, allowing that receiver to run under the catch. He was mobile in and around the pocket, and he was tough. I mean, JT Daniels, as a freshman even, was staring down the barrel of the gun, taking the shot and delivering the football. Cool, calm, and collected, confident. It was all there to see on video if you wanted to examine it. Plus, it was obvious that JT Daniels did a really nice job of pre-snap identifying pressure and what the coverage would be. And that allows the quarterback to anticipate where he's going with the ball after the snap. In the four games JT Daniels started at Georgia, the Bulldogs were 4-0. JT completed 67% of his passes, threw for 10 touchdowns and just 2 interceptions. He totally unlocked the Georgia passing attack and got big play George Pickens involved. Pickens had 23 catches and 4 touchdowns when JT Daniels was playing quarterback. Now, allow me to project that over a full season. For George Pickens, that would mean 70 catches, 1,200 yards receiving, 12 touchdowns. Folks, this is a dangerous combination heading into the season. I do have a couple of concerns, though. It's not all perfect out there. Daniels took a lot of shots last season in those four games, got sacked 10 times, and got hit a lot, especially in the bowl game. The pass protection has got to improve. Matt Luke, a lot of young talent, got 3 solid players, starters coming back, should be able to patch together a really impressive offensive line in the coming year. We talked about that last week with Matt Stinchcomb. They got to protect JT Daniels better. The second concern I have, Kirby's got to take the handcuffs off this Bulldog offense and turn this passing attack loose. Let Monken throw it 40, 45 times in a game if he wants. This wide receiver position group is loaded with talent. You got Pickens, Burton, Jackson, Blaylock, Smith, Rosemy Jack Saint. All of these guys can play. Plus, you got big talented Darnell Washington at tight end. He needs targets. In the backfield at running back, Cook, Milton, and McIntosh are passing game weapons at the running back position. Throw the dadgum ball. JT threw it 38 times in his debut against Mississippi State. And then the very next week, I was dumbfounded when Georgia Monken only threw it 16 times. Makes no sense. The smart move is to open up this offense and start throwing it 35, 40 times a game.
Bucks Beat.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Is there chaos in your closet?
Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a three-piece, all right? Which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart. There needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com. And then call us for a free in-home consultation.
Legendary Bulldog quarterback and the Georgia Bulldog radio analyst Eric Zier joins me now on Bucks Beat. Eric, let's talk JT Daniels and the 21 season. I don't want to look back. I want to look ahead. And now I've already spoken about JT, given my thoughts and opinions on what I saw in the first four games on the job as the Bulldog quarterback. Eric, what do you like about JT Daniels? What do you respect about his game?
Well, Buck, first, it's great to be on. I appreciate you having me on. I think there's a lot to respect about JT Daniels' game. I'll start with this. It is extremely difficult to have yourself prepared to step into a football game or to step into leading a team in midseason, especially coming off of an injury where at times you were third or fourth on the depth chart, to stay mentally sharp and mentally prepared and be able to step into a huddle and lead young men and men in this case and really elevate the play of everybody around you. I was just remarkably impressed with his mental aptitude and his attitude and his leadership capabilities going into last year. And I think that the next part of it is his mentality to attack the defense and leverage playmakers around him. You know, we've got a set of great receivers on this football team, talent at the tight end position, obviously skill talent across the board. And he's not afraid. If you give him an opportunity to let those guys make a play for you, he's going to give them a chance. And we haven't seen that really in a couple years between the hedges. And sure enough, he stepped into the football game and he elevated everybody's play because he has faith in them and he trusts in them. And just that knowledge, it really forces everybody around you to play at their highest capabilities. And I think it was the big difference at the end of the year of why this Georgia offense made some major leaps forward.
Z, I talked about his skill set. Really, his skill set reminds me a lot of the way you played the game. Accurate, short to intermediate with the ball. Has touch on the deep ball when he goes deep. Mobile in and around the pocket. Tough. I've seen him stare down the barrel of the gun and take that shot, get that ball away. Cool, calm, and collected. This guy's confidence. The team breeds off the confidence that he brings to the football field.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about that. I mean, he stepped in, and you think about, you know, Buck coming off of the kind of injury that he had, to be able to take and stand in the pocket and really show no fear. He has a moxie about him that I do think other people feed off of. One, I think he's extremely intelligent. Understands what we want to try to do on the offensive side of the football, gets us into the right plays. You know, for me, reminds me a lot of Jake Fromm and how we did that. But then there's just a gunslinger kind of a moxie about him. He takes care of the football, no question about that. But boy, he's going to go take some shots. He's going to play with a little bit of cockiness. He's going to take punishment. And stand in the pocket to go make plays. And he's athletic enough, even coming off of that injury, to move around and extend plays. You know, he's not a guy that's going to go, you know, run a 4.4 40 by any stretch of the imagination. But without question, he's athletic enough. And then you add that moxie to it. He can make every throw that you need to make. And he's got the attitude that he's going to go take shots when you give him shots. And everybody, like I just mentioned, is feeding off of that.
All right, Daniels completed 67% of his passes in those four games. We saw him at the end of the year. 10 touchdowns, just two interceptions. Played at a really high level, but I'm expecting him to come back in 2021 here being more comfortable, more settled in the job, and to play at a higher level than we saw him play at last year. Is that asking too much?
No, I don't think it is. I completely agree with you. You know, again, not being the starter from day one, not sure if you're really going to get an opportunity coming off of an injury. All of that stuff is in the rearview mirror now. He knows he's going to be the guy. He still has a lot to prove. He's going to have an entire, God willing, here with the pandemic, you know, an entire offseason of being able to work with those guys he's going to be out in the field with. My expectation is that he does play at a higher level. You know, I think we can go back, if you analyze each game, he played at a very high level. I think he got away with some throws at times last year. I think that you could still see, you know, not a complete level of comfort within the offense. All of a sudden, you get into your second year in an offense, that's where you really start to expand and grow as a player and especially as a quarterback. So I think what you're looking for and kind of what you're projecting, I do the same thing. And I think that the future is very bright with him under center. I think that he's got a lot of room for growth. I think he's going to get more comfortable. And you add all of that up with the talent that he has and he has had for a long time. I think the sky's the limit for him and for this Georgia offense.
Bulldog fans really excited about the season opening game in Charlotte taking on the Clemson Tigers. Boy, I think we're in a good place here, right? We got JT Daniels leading us into that big game to start the year. Man, I'm confident with that.
Boy, a completely different situation from where we were last year, right? I mean, we knew we had a good defense coming back, and but so many question marks on the offensive side of the ball. And, you know, starting with who's going to be our quarterback. And then obviously the curveball at the start of last season with Jamie Newman opting out of the season just amplified that challenge even more. This year, when you look at the key spots that we've gotten, some of the guys that did decide to come back for another year and the continuity that we started to show last year, I think that we've got to be one of the favorites, not just to win the SEC, but to be in the playoffs and make a run at the championship. If you're a part of the Bulldog Nation, I think you've got to feel great about where this team is positioned. It's going to be a challenge, right? No question going in that first game of the year, but being led by a quarterback like JT Daniels with some of the talent that we have around him and the talent that we have on the defensive side of the ball and the great coaching staff that we have, there is a lot to be excited about.
JT Daniels got plugged in and immediately unlocked the passing attack. We saw that against Mississippi State and start number one for JT and got big play George Pickens involved. EZ, we've seen Tua and Jerry Jeudy get off here. We've seen Mac Jones and Devontae Smith do something special a year ago. Daniels to Pickens has got to be in line to be one of those combinations we're going to see this year. Can you think of a better passing combination than those two guys coming into the year?
Going into next year, I can't. I think George Pickens is probably the best receiver in the country right now going into next year. Everybody who's watched him play understands the kind of athleticism that he has. And just the way his game elevated the minute that JT got in there and not just him, you know, I mean, you take a look at all of our receivers and, you know, for an offense that was struggling so much.
Suddenly JT that's not a weakness anymore, is it?
Not at all. JT gets in there and all of a sudden you're looking at our receiving core as one of the elite receiving cores in the country led by George Pickens. And that duo can do an awful lot of damage next year, assuming everybody stays healthy and we continue to go to work. But, it is a talented group.
Got some running backs that can catch it. You got that big tight end that's looking to break out Washington, big zero. Am I concerned too much about JT getting hit too much? We've got to protect him a little better, right? This new offensive line Matt Luke is putting together. It's got to be – he got hit a lot in the bowl game against Cincinnati. I'm a little concerned about that.
Yeah, listen, it's obviously you have to protect it. It was a very physical game against Cincinnati. When you go against elite defenses, if you want an offense to really prosper, you've got to be able to protect. You've got to be able to run block. It starts and really ends with the offensive line that you've got in front of you. So it's an area that we do need to improve. I'm not overly concerned about it. I think we've got so much talent, and we can do so many things to maybe protect a weakness here or there. And we've got talent up front. So when I look at this offensive unit as a whole, if I've got a question mark about it, it's not at the skill positions. It's not at tight end. It probably is there up front, but they're minimal concerns. And we get a few things buttoned up and shored up there and get some consistency on that offensive line, I think we're going to be just fine.
Z, I don't want to get you in trouble with the Bulldog Radio Network and with Kirby, but can we get Kirby – can we expect to see the handcuffs taken off this offense?
I think we're starting to.
All right.
Buck, I really do. I think when you look at the last four games of the year, I think we started to see what this offense is really capable of. When you don't have – the talent on the field, and no disrespect to anybody that's been out there playing, but we've got a different group of guys right now that are starting to pick this offense up. It does take a little bit of time to learn a new offense. I think we've got a play caller in Coach Monken that is as good as anybody in the country. I think we've got a skill set from a talent perspective that's as good as anybody in the country. I think this is the year that you start to see a different in a new kind of Georgia offense. We saw glimpses of it at the end of last year. I think that'll be full throttle this year.
EZ, it is now time for the Big Three.
Let's roll out the Big Three.
Third one's going to be a little random, outside the box, so beware. Let's get started with number one. What was the satisfaction level for you when you first made that NFL team?
No, it was a dream come true, Buck. You know, it's from the time all of us that have played the game, from the time that we're, probably 8, 9, 10 years old, it's our dream to reach the top of the profession, right, to play in the NFL. So when that day came, it's a realization of a lot of hard work. It's humbling because of the people that have surrounded you to help get you there, that the teammates that you played with that help elevate your game. So it was a moment of tremendous satisfaction, tremendous humility, but it was just a dream come true.
You look great in that Ravens uniform. All right, question number two, and I've always been fascinated by your backstory. So your dad, colonel in the Army, right? You're living in Heidelberg, Germany, when you're just getting your early years of high school in, right? So you're the point guard on the basketball team. You're the shortstop on the baseball team. I'm guessing they didn't have a football team. What were your memories of that experience before moving to Marietta?
Yeah, so we actually did have a football team when we were there, Buck. And it's as a matter of fact, the sports over there were great. Going over, because I was in Lexington, South Carolina as an eighth grader, moved to Germany as a ninth grader and a tenth grader, so my freshman and sophomore year. Had no idea what the football was going to be like. And on a team, I think we had 24, 26 guys on our team. We played other American kids around Europe that were at different Army bases or Air Force bases. But an interesting fact on our football team that had 24 kids there, we had a number that ended up playing college football. A couple played at Arkansas. One played at Stanford. But off of that team, there were two kids, me as one of them, and a guy by the name of Ron George that ended up playing in the NFL. So high levels of high quality of football. We had an unbelievable football team and a lot of great coaches. One of our coaches was a former NFL player that was in the Army at the time, and he was a volunteer coach for us. So I look back on it with nothing but great memories. And the preparation that it gave as I moved back into the States was really remarkable, too, because of the talent that we had on that team.
All right, time for number three, outside the box here. I hope you're ready for this. Drawing this out of a hat with a bunch of little paper in there. As I pull one out and take a look here, the big three question. Zaire, what annoys you in normal, everyday life? For me, it's trying to get in the elevator, trying to get out of the elevator, and somebody's trying to get on the elevator before I can get off. What annoys Zaire?
Well, I'll tell you what's annoying me probably right now is the pandemic, and that we can't get back to a normalized world. So want that to end. I think outside of the pandemic that we're in, traffic just absolutely drives me crazy. You know, my office every day is, 15 minutes without traffic. But in the middle of traffic, it takes 45 minutes to an hour. So it is a constant annoyance.
Thanks for the time and insight, Eric. Eric Zeier, one of Georgia's all-time greats and one of my favorites in the quarterback club. Thanks, Z.
Buck, you bet, my friend. Good luck with this podcast. It's great talking to you.
Bucks Beat.
I'm expecting JT Daniels to be one of the most productive quarterbacks in college football this season. His total QBR rating, based on his four games last season, would have placed JT 12th in college football and 4th in the SEC. The only returning quarterback with a better rating is Matt Corral out at Ole Miss. Now, there's some bright young stars coming aboard this season. You got Bryce Young at Alabama expected to thrive. Bo Nix at Auburn, coached up by Mike Bobo. You got Missouri quarterback Connor Basilak with an opportunity to move up in the world of the SEC quarterback rankings. But the best guess here is that JT Daniels goes out this coming season, and he throws for 3,000 yards and 25 touchdowns. Leads the Georgia Bulldogs back to the college football playoffs. Competes with Matt Corral for the first team All-SEC quarterback honors. And then makes the jump to the National Football League. And that would mean an epic competition next spring in Athens, featuring Brock Vandegrift, Carson Beck, and Gunnar Stockton. More on that at a later date. That closes the book on episode 4 of Bucks Beat.
Subscribe to Bucks Beat and get the latest updates every week from the most connected guys in Georgia sports. Follow Buck at BuckBaloo8 on Twitter and check out all the fan podcasts at thepodcastpark.com.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right, you can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today, accentroofingservice.com.